Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, what do we take away from all this? What do we continue to remember? Because we have to remember these incidents. Because the media wants to skip ahead now. It's over. I'm talking about actor Jussie Smollett, charged with filing a false police report. Major deal. I'm talking about in Chicago. Some columnists and others talking about it. What was it? 24 police detectives. And the police, by the way, were right to do that. Let me say, the Chicago police came up big in this. They were right to put that number of people on this. Even though a one-year-old was shot in the head during this. And there is, according to people in Chicago, no police action or limited police action on that. I still say they were right to make a full court press on this because of what this causes, because of how this had morphed into something incredible. And now people on the left are like, Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana, never mind. So a couple of things. Well, first of all, by the way, we have David Gergen last night. And I'll play that in a little bit. David Gergen saying that, let me play it now because I don't want to forget to play it. David Gergen on CNN talking about Roger Stone. Now, what does Roger Stone have in my mind with Smollett? Well, Smollett was allowed to surrender to the police in a normal manner, as celebrated as his case was, as much as you think he might have some degree of emotional disturbance, flight risk or whatever. No. They allowed him to surrender to the police. Roger Stone, of course, a dandy, according to David Gergen on CNN, had the SWAT team, the helicopters, 27 armed police, CNN there and all that, right? Listen to Gergen talking about, Roger Stone is a dandy. Well, he is, the way he dresses. That might get you rape in prison.
Roger Stone must also worry that if he goes there, he's seen as something of a dandy. Will he be physically safe? Will he be subject to rape? I mean, it must be a lot of things that are going through his mind.
Thank you, David Gergen. Thanks for looking out for Roger Stone. He's a dandy. Maybe rape is in the future in prison. They're sending a message to Roger Stone. You know, you better give it up. You don't want to be in prison. They'll send you, you know what Mueller did here? He came to your house. They'll send you to a pretty harsh prison. So as this is breaking, the Smollett story last night, I happen to see a wonderful piece on Vanity Fair of all places, which is a liberal outfit, that I think summarizes why a lot of talk radio listeners get wound up over this and start reciting the litany so that we all don't forget of things like the Virginia rape case, of things like the Duke LaCrosse case, and umpteen others, including what's going on, I'll get to again, out there in Montgomery County with these racist flyers. And the media now wants to move on from this because they have rushed to judgment. They want to tell you it was only celebrity media and all the rest. That's not true. Hollywood, the activists, politicians, presidential politicians, particularly Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, AOC, they all rushed in on this. And again, they didn't want to take a look at all the facts, including the language. This is MAGA country in the middle of Chicago in 2-degree weather. They didn't want to hear any of that because it fit every narrative. So a writer, Tina Nugent, over at Vanity Fair, summarized, and I wanted to ask you, is this your feeling? She's not really sympathetic to conservatives, but what she says is a rush to judgment was endemic on the left. The Smollett episode also exposes a phenomena on the right, specifically an ever-simmering resentment at being labeled a party of bigotry, racial grievance, or discrimination. which many conservatives reject as a form of discrimination itself. Now, she goes on to talk about what happened here, and she takes some noted conservatives, and she talks to them about why they're so resentful over this. Covington Catholic High School is referenced right before this. And they say, look, Smollett, here's one, Matt Lewis, Daily Beast senior columnist. He's a well-connected celebrity and political activist. In other words, very privileged. His celebrity friends are numerous. The influencer ecosystem was able to amplify his fake story to millions and millions of people. Victim status has become the pinnacle of moral authority. It's not surprising to me that people are treating themselves as victims specifically or members of a victim class. And then there's the Trump element here and Trump supporters. Then there's the MAGA hat again. It all plays in. Now, this is pretty even-handed, this Tina Nugent, I think, reading this inside a Vanity Fair. But the bottom line is, that's why people are upset. It's not just this one incident. They feel, and correctly, there's ample amount of evidence. So 855-839-1210. Is that what goads you in this? Is that what gets you going? Well, there's another part, too. People that are patriots, people that believe America is a good place, the bigger picture is, it's saying America is not. The bigger picture is saying, of course, this happens every day in America. Now, I mention that because I've been mocking Montgomery County and what came out of this big meeting the other night, where Springfield Township was standing room only, and they tried to make it that Montgomery County, like a lot of places in America, post-Trump, but even before that, is just simmering with hatred. Where are these people getting this? It doesn't matter. What they feel is what counts. So Bill did a great job. We tracked down this Eddie Graham, who's a member of the Springfield Township Board, and organized this big meeting. When I promoted yesterday that he was coming on today at 10 o'clock, he must have gotten a lot of calls. We went back and forth on email, and he's now declined to come on because he heard that I was critical, to put it mildly, of what went on at this meeting. Well, I was. So now the Daily News has a follow-up to this Springfield Township meeting, which is very reminiscent of these themes we're talking about with Smollett here. Look, some people threw flyers, racist, and I was mocking, having fun with the Deuteronomy in there. They're citing Deuteronomy. Can you imagine? Into yards. And I said, that may be trespass. It may not be. So listen to this report today. It's ripped right from the atmosphere that we're in nationally. And Mr. Graham, still welcome to call in today at any point. So Graham, according to the Daily News, told a standing room only crowd with an overflow into a hallway. Why are these people out there over a few flyers? That the local police do not keep track of these incidents. Another resident, according to the Daily News, Mr. Graham said, police don't do anything because they consider the flyers free speech. Springfield Police Chief Michael Pitkow, Springfield Township, who was not invited to speak at the meeting. Now, you have a meeting like this, and you don't have the police chief, you don't invite him to speak. Don't you think he's the guy they're all being critical of? He's the guy they want some action from on these flyers? Daily News says not invited to speak. Said police have and do file reports on the flyers. His records show there have been two incidents in 2008. They're being investigated. He said in a statement, the Springfield Township Police Department condemns any message promoting the KKK, anti-Semitic commentary, any other statements that promote hatred. We encourage residents to contact the police. However, distributing flyers is protected speech under the First Amendment. Should other criminal acts take place, such as harm to a person or property, arson, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, or institutional vandalism, it would be possible to charge someone with ethnic intimidation as an add-on. The Springfield Township Commissioner said communications between residents and the police could be improved. Residents have told him they're reluctant to report incidents because they fear retribution. What? Then the Anti-Defamation League jumps in, right? They go to them in Philadelphia. I'd love to talk with them. They then start talking about all the incidents that are happening since Trump. Well, did you know, buddy, Steve Feldman over at Zionist of America is tracking Rodney Mohammed, who's the head of the local NAACP and a Louis Farrakhan guy, at this most recent big Farrakhan event? Does the ADL track that? Is that hateful? So again, we have right here in Springfield Township this tempest in a teapot. Look, if you get flyers like this in your community, it's right to report that. It's right to talk about it. But if you have the police chief and you think they should be doing more, don't you have him invite him to speak at the event? So right here locally, I see the same sort of nonsense going on that we saw with Smollett. It's the same kind of mentality. These people that showed up at this meeting, the standing room only, are talking about all the hatred that's out there in Springfield Township. I don't buy it. That's not America. What America are these people living in? Around the clock, it's like this. So right here locally is part of the narrative that we see in the big picture. So when these celebrities, when these Cory Bookers, when these Kamala Harris types, when they're caught up in this, they jump into it too much because they want it to be true, not just because of Trump, because it's always about conservatives. It's always about Trump supporters. They're all doing this. Those MAGA hats are like a signal saying, I'm a racist. Then they resort to saying, but in the bigger picture, America is just rife with hate crimes around the clock. That's the catch. And then they go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is an outfit of really ill repute at this point, to document, to throw all these things in. They have a story out there today saying New Jersey has increased with one new hate group in 2018 over there in Jersey. So that's what I think it is that gets people crazy. Right on the heels of the Covington case. And we told you yesterday, Covington, and finally the attorneys were out there for the Covington students, is an even worse case, using 15-year-olds to carry the water in this and carry this agenda. So some of it is the age-old conservatives, Republicans, now Trump supporters, Trump. They're a bunch of racists and bigots. And now it's out there. And America is still that place. Well, America is not. It is clearly not. This is the battle. Why would you want to do that to your country? Why would you want to? Well, my feelings are what counts, not objective reality. That's where the battle is. No, your feelings are not it. Objective reality is it. And America is not engaged in this around the clock. Now, these flyers and this stuff being thrown in Springfield Township, I don't know if it could be pursued that that's violative of an ordinance for littering or, you know, you're not allowed to put these solicitations in. That I could see. But there are First Amendment protections to this. And if you want to go after the police commissioner, you ought to let him speak, don't you think, at your event to explain what they're trying to do? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Here's the question coming off this Vanity Fair piece. Maybe you've never called me before. Why is it you personally, when you see something like this Smollett thing, what is it that gets you going about this, that irks you, that bothers you, that angers you? I've given you some of the things that bother me. And I think Vanity Fair, of all places, this woman that wrote this in her own way, did a pretty good job of people telling her this narrative, how wrong it is, how deplorable it is, and there doesn't seem to be any penalty. That, in other words, these people get off on this. Now, Smollett, if he gets his day in court and he's convicted, I think he has to go to jail. This is a really serious thing. There's got to be some comeuppance here to chill people. I mean, what happened to Al Sharpton, Tawana Brawley? Al Sharpton went on to become, according to the media, the number one African-American spokesperson leader in the country. It's pretty clear. That's who they consider. That's the go-to. That's the standard. Coming off Tawana Brawley. That's quite a trick, isn't it? How do you get your life back if you're, even the Covington students, you know, even in the minds of the media, they're privileged and all that stuff. Every time that kid applies for a job and that Sandman name comes up, anything Google, people looking at, all this is going to come up. And the first things they're going to see are these vile reports. That's why the Washington Post deserves this libel suit against them. Now, libel's tough to win. I don't know that this guy's going to, I don't know that they're going to win. You know, the laws may have to be changed. Pretty easy to get away with it here. But at least it's a start. All right, so I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've never called before. When you follow this, and then you know, in the last 3 or 4 days, we've seen finally the break, the pivot point. We knew where this was going to end up with the arrest. And you watch, though. People will call me 6 months, a year from now, and they'll be saying, well, you know, small Ed, it happened. There'll be some spin. There'll be something to hang on to. No, this clearly, according to the Chicago police, is a hoax.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.